Hey, it's more like a hey.
Hey, we're back to Digging Mines in an episode full of something.
Ugh, we're back again. And
cheers. Cheers to that. Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast for us super fans.
And those of us who are forced to listen to them.
Today is someday, and someday we're still waiting on our cup of porridge.
Ooh, so hungry.
Are you ready, Thomas?
I'm ready for my porridge.
Let's drink up.
Let's drink up.
This is Red 5. I'm going in.
Hello there, Pop Pop.
Hello there, Brian.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm super duper, and I'm driving my Mini Cooper.
No,
oh, wait. No, I'm not. It got stolen.
Yes.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to Pink Milk. This is Pink Milk, Husband and Husband, your podcast where I'm your host, Brian, and I force my husband, Thomas, to listen.
It's true. And hello, everyone.
I am so excited to talk today. We missed last week. So first, before we get going, I want to say thank you to all of our listeners who were patient and sent me nice messages when I announced that I just needed to take a unexpected and unplanned week off to spend a little time with my family. Who
I was here in the chair waiting for a whole week, but he never showed up.
Oh, my God. Is that how you got so thin? You didn't drink eat for the whole week?
Oh, I drank.
I just didn't eat.
Didn't eat. So I'm so bloated.
There's grapes and wine. That's sustenance, right?
Oh, this is the first time we've had wine in forever.
It really is. Cheers, baby.
Salut.
You know what? You know what this weekend is, babe?
Drink up.
The last weekend we've ever had without a season 3 of The Mandalorian in existence.
Yes.
I am so excited. It
changes everything.
It really does.
It totally does.
I can't wait. Mm-hmm. So
I hope I see Boba Fett. Fett.
Oh, I'm feeling very
and Fennec
confident.
Shand.
Oh, my boy loves her girl Fennec.
Ugh,
so I'm so excited to announce this to you right now because it was not talked about. But these two episodes of The Bad Batch that we're going to talk about, The Crossing and Retrieval, I think we're probably going to get through pretty darn quick because there's not a whole lot there. Okay. But I'm going to go ahead and pull out our Bucky box and, we're going to do some Mandalorian pop quiz time to see if you're ready for season 3. How are you feeling about it?
I'm very, very excited.
Do you think you're going to do well?
Oh, I know I'm going to do well. Hello. Have you met me?
I have. I love you. That's why, we're married.
I'm a casual fan at best. Thanks, Laura. And Alice.
I haven't spoken to Alice or Laura in a while.
Aww.
You know, before we get going, I do want to say send a special shout out. Thank you to Brian for joining our Patreon. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Brian. Appreciate it. Very excited. Very grateful. I'd also like to send a shout out to our friend Jared, who owns a comic shop in the Atlanta area. And I guess on his Wednesday when his comics came in, there was a Star Wars, I think it's number 33 with Max Rebo Band on the cover.
That's pretty awesome.
Sent it to me because I got a message saying something came into the shop and I knew just who had to have it.
Oh.
But not only did Jared send me that, he sent Jack. I don't know what they're called because it's DC, but I'm going to call it a Black Series figure of the Red Hood because Jack loves the Red Hood because he's a teenager. So, of course, he loves the Red Hood, a good anti-hero. He sent Eli a Black Series Black Panther toy. Again, I don't think those things are called Black Series. I think that's just Star Wars, but I don't know what they're called. And then he sent Michael 2 Funko Pops of Tech and Echo who we're going to be talking about today. That's honestly, is that not wonderful?
I mean,
thank you, Jared.
Those things were great, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jared.
Loved it. So it was extremely generous.
I will post some pictures on socials as well. And then today, a magic box showed up on the doorstep.
I didn't get anything, but that's okay. Don't worry about me, Jared. Don't worry. I'm not bitter. And I got to carry the box. You're welcome. I'm playing. That was very, very, very thoughtful.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then
I got the box. So thank you for the box.
No, but today another package arrived from Amazon, and some unclaimed Steam Queen sent me a pink Valentine's Mandalorian. I'm all about these. Like, Emma sent me a Luke Skywalker a few weeks ago. Now I have the Mandalorian in pink. I love it. It's like Star Wars should be in pink. Because don't ever forget, because I never will, pink milk is canon. Roxy's over there enjoying the fact that pink milk is canon as well.
She's a noisy spectator right now. Mm-hmm. She may have to leave the building.
Yep. Let's go ahead and send her
out.
Or
the room, anyway.
So while Tom is taking the puppy doggies out of the studio... real quick, we're going to catch up on The Calling. It was a two-part episode of The Calling and Retrieval, and our Bad Batch are off on some planet collecting a bunch of minerals called Ipsium. What it does, I don't know, but it's worth a lot of money, and it's unrefined or something. It could be very explosive, but that was really kind of it on the episode, and then their ship gets stolen. So they're stranded on this planet that has a bunch of storms coming in. And so the Bad Batch has to outrun some storms, and then we outrun some wildebeests. And that was really the first episode. What did you think of that episode, Thomas?
I thought it was great. I loved it. It's up there as my favorite episode.
How many times did you watch it?
Too many. I still don't know what it was about.
Yeah, that's really it. They're like mining, their ship gets stolen, and they're stuck.
I really did watch it several times.
Yeah. There wasn't a ton, but there was a really wonderful jewel in there that I want to talk about. Omega is like down and out. She really misses Echo. She doesn't understand why he left because, you know, she's experienced so much loss. The girl's about to break. You can tell she's about to just like end up going into some depression.
She
downward
wasn't
spiral.
Like that before, though. But now with this happening, she is like that.
You know, it's just sad. It's really, really sad.
And why is it that he went again?
Because he wanted to help Rex, because he feels that the Bad Batch, as much as he loves them, Echo doesn't feel like they're doing enough for the galaxy. They're taking care of each other.
Right.
But Echo feels the calling to take care of the galaxy, do something for all the clones, the galaxy in general. So I think he is feeling like he's needed in for bigger things right now than just that.
Okay.
Which, you know what? I can relate to.
Yeah.
I get it. So while we're out mining, stuff happens. Bombs blow up and our teams get separated. And Omega is with Tech. And she's a little annoyed because she's mad at Tech. Because from her point of view, it looks as though he doesn't miss Echo at all. He hasn't expressed any feelings about it. And I think a really important, wonderful lesson comes out of this in... not everyone processes and shows emotion the same way as others. And I think this has led a lot of people to coding Tech as autistic. And I think I know some of our friends who are on the spectrum really relate to him, some of our listeners. And I love that they went here because Omega expresses that she's upset with him, that she's like, it doesn't even seem like you miss him at all. And Tech looks at her and says, basically, I'm paraphrasing here, but like... just because I don't express emotions the same way you do doesn't mean I feel them any less. And I miss both Echo and Crosshair. And she wasn't even talking about Crosshair, but he's still mourning the loss of both of those people. But I thought it was such an important lesson for kids to watch those kinds of things. And, you know, kids like Michael love the show. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good thing for adults, too, to be reminded that not everyone shows things the way you would like them to.
True.
You know,
true. Mm-hmm.
I think even as adults, we get lost in that sauce of, you know, the Carrie Bradshaws and Miranda Hobbs. I just need you to feel like I need you to feel.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we don't do that.
Nope.
And we, yeah. So I think I really like that. I thought it was very, very touching. And it did a lot of progression for Omega because our little girl's growing up.
Glad you liked it, honey.
She's growing up, Daddy.
She is. Now you feel bad for her. Before I was mad at her because she was working at the bar, but now I'm feeling bad for her. Went from mad to bad.
From mad to bad. Yeah, and bad our ship her. Gets stolen. And so that's where the next episode, Retrieval, picks up. They're on their way to some outpost looking for a new ship, and they're working on some broken speeder, and they can't trace their ship because whoever stole it, we now know is Benny, turned off their little tracer thing, and Omega's like, why don't we just use Gonki? Because Gonki was still on the ship, so they use their Gonki friend, and Gonk, Gonk. I love me a power droid. Tom didn't know what a Gonki was, but now you remember him.
I love a good
now.
Power droid.
Yeah. I have a power droid somewhere in Where? This office. I don't know. He's somewhere. I got him from our good friend Bradley from the big heavy metal one. Hello, Bradley. We love you, Bradley. Yeah, he's around here somewhere. I don't know where I put him. I don't remember. Anyhow, love Gonki. It was great. So they use him. They sneak aboard.
Oh, there he is.
Yep, there he is next to Toby right One. There. To be one, Toby. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, so they find him and they track down Benny, who is basically an orphan who is stranded on this island mm-hmm. after the war. And he's being, you know, he's found shelter with this guy named Mako. And he's basically your pirate guy who has a bunch of orphan kids working for him, pays them next to nothing, and is eating like a king. Mm-hmm. And so that's all exposed. And, big mean man dies. Kids now are going to mine and share profits equally because Benny learned a lot from Omega. That was really basically it of the episode.
There you go, folks. That was the two episodes.
Yep. Good episodes. Fine episodes.
Now we have time for trivia.
But now we have time for trivia. So do you have anything you want to say about the episodes, baby?
Can't wait to next week.
When we're going to watch both Mandalorian and Bad Batch?
Oh, I don't mind about that. It's just... Bad Batch has been a tough one for me this year. It's an off year. How many more years do we have of this?
I have no idea.
This could be it?
I hope not. I doubt it.
I appreciate it.
It's interesting.
I liked it. I'm just not there this year. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I think TV has changed. I've heard a lot of people bringing up that this is like Clone Wars, and Clone Wars was like this. Clone Wars was started in 2008, I think, 2007. Mm-hmm. That was almost 20 years ago. TV has changed. You know how I think what would have been interesting? One, Disney Plus. I really wish they would move Star Wars to Fridays. I wish they would move it back to Fridays, take mm-hmm. it off Wednesday, let us watch it. I don't know why everything has to come out on Wednesdays. This show, I think you brought up a very good point. It feels like a Saturday morning cartoon. They should release it on Saturday mornings at like 9 a.m.
And it would have been perfect.
That's actually when the show should mm-hmm. be released. We need yep. to get away from this idea that it all has to come out on one day. I think the show should have been a binge watch or dropped episodes at a time, like a chunk of two or three episodes.
Or maybe they should have had an idea of, you know, give the viewer by now yeah. eight episodes in, where are we going with this? That's my biggest issue with
yeah.
it, honestly.
I don't think it's that show. I think it's a show where it's an adventure of the week show, but that's what people are...
Well, then that's why it's a Saturday morning cartoon, exactly. which would be wonderful.
Yeah, but I think that's where people are drawing comparisons to Clone Wars, and Michael has been watching, the kid's been watching a ton of Clone Wars lately. Mm-hmm. Like, we watched our twins, I'm blanking on their names right now, get killed. He
Sugar
was
and Spice? Oh, wait, that's something else.
Trot, 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 trot.
Shout out, Sugar and Spice.
RuPaul Drags Race, season 15, episode
Sugar's
200.
Out, Spice is still in.
No, she's
allegedly.
Out now, too.
She's out,
Spoilers.
Too?
Oh. Yeah, she lost last night.
She did?
Yeah.
Did I fall asleep during that?
Did she not?
I don't think we watched the end of it, honey.
Oh.
It wasn't looking good.
Well, maybe
for her.
She's here. Maybe she's gone. I can't remember.
Nobody
I think
knows.
She's gone.
If you guys
no,
know,
no, she's gone. She left.
Don't tell. Are
I
you
think,
sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. So anyways, Michael's been watching a ton of.
You know, I do now.
Okay.
She
you know what? Okay.
Like
here. Truth be told. Pink Milk is always, we're always honest and we're transparent. And last year at Star Wars Celebration, my good friend, my Rey Skywalker to my being Luke Skywalker, Chase, a.k.a. That Gay Jedi, turned me into a pothead with their ways and pushing their drug pushing on me. And now I have gummies in the house and Tom and I did some pot gummies yesterday, and we were very stoned and laughed a lot. And I think we forgot that sugar and spice went home because I think we were really stoned.
I don't know what he's talking about. I'm an upstanding citizen with a license to drive.
To party. So anyways, I think we forgot who lost. However,
did we actually see the end of it?
Yeah, we did.
And we don't know who lost.
Spice did. She went home. She's very proud of herself.
She just went back to her Instagram.
TikTok, honey.
No, I never saw it before.
So anyways, okay, back to Star Wars. Yes, yes. Back to Star Wars. Michael's been watching a ton of Clone Wars. And Clone Wars did have Adventures of the Weeks, but I think Clone Wars, because it was a bigger story, I feel even those Adventures of the Week, there was always a full story. And maybe it wasn't centered on our main heroes, but there was like a full arc. Like if it was a, maybe there was a few episodes that were all about Asajj Ventress, but it really grew her character. And so then she was somewhere different when she came in and interacted with our main heroes. Mike was watching one of my favorite episodes with Cy Snoodles in Zero the Hutt, baby. And Cy Snoodles kills him. And it's a one-off, but we get some plot progression with Cad Bane and Obi-Wan Kenobi. But what happened was, at least in that it was an Adventure of the Week episode, but Zero the Hutt, who had been into an antagonist for two or three seasons, was killed. So that like ended his story. So yes, it wasn't a part of the main thing, but something really big happened. And I feel that's not what's happening in Bad Batch. Like not every episode is like a big, there's nothing big is happening. There are character moments where like a lot of character development, but I don't know if I'm watching this show for a ton of character development. I'm kind of wanting to see, which is where the episode with Crosshair, which is one of my favorite stories ever, and then the last two episodes, I want to know what's going on with the clones post the war.
You know, I'll tell you what I'm watching the episode for. The progression of where we were last year.
Yeah.
And I don't have that. And I'm eight episodes in.
Nine now.
Oh,
yep. We're more
nine
than
episodes in.
We're 2/3 through the season.
Yeah, and I just don't know what's going on. I'm disappointed. I was invested in the characters last year. I liked them. I wanted to know where they were going. And, you know, that's what you want as a fan. You want to ride along the trip with them.
Yep.
And that's not what we're getting. We're getting one off for Stu or Shrew or what's her name? The woman who sends
Sid.
Sid, yes. I mean, you know. She's obviously not that great an apple, but, you know, they keep going and doing all these bad things, stealing things and saving people. And
I feel like
that's a good thing, obviously.
But I feel like there could be some interesting things in the...
But we're not getting...
No, I know. But I do think there could have been interesting stories of, like, who are we as clones now that, like, the war is over?
Mm-hmm.
And, like... Maybe there could be some meandering of like trying to figure out who they are. And that could be an interesting story, but that's not really the angle they're taking.
No.
And it might be in the subtext, but I don't think the subtext is rich enough.
I have to be honest. If it continues the way it's going, it won't be back.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, give us something. They are jeopardizing the integrity perception of their viewer.
Like, this is where, like, I'm really, really enjoying the show. Mm-hmm. I really am. I like these characters, and I'm someone who will stick around for those epic moments of, like, the clones.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand, and I do not know if I think this show is a super strong show anymore. I'm enjoying it.
How many do we have left?
I think there's going to be 16, so we have 7 left.
Oh. Yeah. So can we just move on to Mandalorian? And we'll just do a recap every once in a while.
We'll acknowledge it.
We'll acknowledge it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping something really big happens. But like I for me, I am recognizing it's not a great show. I like it. I really like the characters.
It is a great show.
It was.
It just... No, it is still a great show. It's just they've been 9 not so great episodes. I mean, each one of them could have been good if they went off in that direction
with
whatever the story plot was, but It's like watching 9 separate shows.
Yeah. I think...
Well, I'm sorry. Last week and this week had a, you know...
Some connective tissues. I think there's a lot of stuff that will come back and will be important, but there isn't enough in between to make that wait feel worthy. Like, Benny, you know you're not... We're not done with him. Like, nope. You know he's coming back.
Yep.
We know... Whatever's going on with Crosshair is coming back. We know that clone that had like his numbers erased and now is dead.
This is Star Wars. That whole plot.
Like, we know it's coming back.
But it could be years.
It could be. And sometimes those are great story beats, but there has to be a lot of other meat on there. And right now it just feels like it's very obvious that they're planting seeds. But I'm still looking at like an empty bed of soil. There's really not a lot growing there yet.
Need a lot of water.
Yeah. So I, you know what? Maybe I'm starting to get a little disappointed.
So I like it.
But I don't know.
How about the Bucky Box then?
You want to do the Bucky Box?
Let's do the Bucky Box.
Let's do the Bucky
Box. I should have been more prepared for this.
I thought we was getting a break in between.
No.
No. Okay. On to the Bucky Box.
This is basically live, baby. It's basically live. Are you ready?
It's me.
Yeah, we're going to give you 10 questions.
10.
Let's see how prepared you are.
What do I get?
Do you want to quiz me too?
No, because I don't have my glasses on. Sorry.
What do you get?
Or context.
You get a round of applause if you win. This is for 1 point, Thomas. How many Mandalorians rescue Mando from the Quarren? A, 3, B, 1, C, 5. 5, C. No, baby. 3.
Okay.
Bo-Katan Kryse comes in. That was when we met her in her bad wig. And then Koska Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Bo-Katan Kryse. Is that what I said? Koska Reeves, the wrestler, and then the super incredibly hot Axe Wolves.
Okay, so we'll put that.
There's another question on this one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this one's for 2 points.
Are you keeping track?
Yeah, we'll make it work. What happens to the child when he uses the Force? A, he gets sleepy. B, he cries. C, he turns red.
Oh, he gets sleepy.
For now. Let's see what he's going to do this year.
So anyway, it's 2. I'm ahead by 1.
2 out of 3.
2 out of 3.
For 1 point. What is Kuiil's catchphrase? You should know this.
No, I want A, B, or C.
No. Okay, it's either A, B, or C.
Yeah, I want to see.
A, I protect the bounty.
No.
B, this is the way. C, I have spoken.
B, this is the way.
Oh, my God, honey. No.
Wait, what?
Kuiil?
Kuiil, the little pig guy.
Yeah, I have spoken.
No, this is the way.
This is the way is the Mandalorian creed.
Oh.
Oh.
Guess I got it wrong.
Wow.
Okay
for 2 points.
So I'm back to 0.
2 of 4.
Negative,
yeah.
Then I hit
okay,
2.
Okay, 0.
Then
there you go.
Okay, 0.
Okay, hopefully you get
question
this one.
Question number 3.
You better get this, because this whole podcast is built on Din Cobb. Where did Cobb Vanth get his Mandalorian armor? A, bought it off some Jawas. B, stole it off some Jawas. Or C, found it.
A.
He bought it?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
So I have 1 point now.
You keep getting the 2-pointers. No, you have 2 points.
Oh, that's 2.
You're missing the 1 points and getting the 2 points.
You see how good I am? You're welcome.
I have been listening. Okay, for 1 point, how many lightsabers does Ahsoka Tano wield? I'm not giving you any.
No, A, B, or C.
A, 1, B, 2, or C, 3.
A. She's 1, right?
Oh my God, honey, there's an entire Ahsoka Tano shelf right across from you, all of which have 2 lightsabers.
She's got 2. B, 2.
What color are her lightsabers?
Blue. No? White.
Not at that timeline. White. which I had a whole conversation yesterday. Michael, we took him to the store and he bought two Ahsoka Tano lightsabers because he's obsessed with
Ahsoka. Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're white.
And he's like, I prefer her blue lightsabers or maybe her green.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't even understand why they're white. So I had to tell him all about how Ahsoka Tano got those lightsabers.
Maybe one day you'll tell me.
Would you want to
know?
Not
tonight, though.
She deep led them.
Okay.
She was hiding.
Next question.
Under the
next
name question. Ashla.
Her show's in a couple of months. We'll talk about then.
Okay, for 2 points, I can't believe you missed that one. Oh, my God.
Really? I can.
What large creatures burst from under the ice to attack the Razor Crest? A, Eddypies. B, Ravenax. Or C, Crate Dragons.
B.
You know what? I don't think I would have known that one myself. And I can't read this. B. There you go.
I'm ahead.
Ravenax.
How many was that?
2 points.
I think I have 4 now, right?
I think you do. Okay. No.
Did I lose one? I'll give one back.
You have 3.
I have 3. Mm.
Okay. For 1 point, what do ships often jump into for faster travel?
Hyperspace.
Thank you. I'm not even going to give you those. Whew.
Back to 4.
Yep. For 2 points, which planet, oh God, is her from? A, Navarro. B, Alderaan. C, Tatooine.
Navarro, right?
No.
A B, then. Alderaan?
Alderaan. She's from the same planet as Princess Leia. Ugh. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Because Chase and I spoke about this on our live stream. How how would you prefer she's handled her this year?
Who?
Her. Cara Dune.
Oh.
Who's not on the show anymore because she was fired, thank God.
Kill her off.
You want her killed off?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what Chase wants.
Yeah.
I learned something from my husband that I want to have happen.
Never talk to her again.
What's the meanest thing you could ever do to someone?
Never talk to him again.
So I think the shadiest thing to do is literally never mention her again. That's
actually,
what I want.
You know what? I take that back. That's exactly how I would handle
just
it.
Just literally never acknowledge
never
her
acknowledge
again.
Never acknowledge her. And actually have her in the scene. Have her as an extra in the back, but literally never acknowledge
her
again.
You know, maybe one thing they could do is like, they can go to some planet that like likes to blow up dummies or something, and there could be a dummy in the background that looks like her.
Never.
Gets blown up.
Never.
Okay, for 1 point, true or false, credits are a standard form of currency in the Galactic Empire.
True.
Ding, ding, ding. Are you at 5 points now?
I would think so. It's a lot.
Oh, it's going to be 5 out of, I think, 30? Yeah, 30. 5 out of 30. Let's see what you're going to be able to do. For 2 points, Thomas, which planet did Mando finally reunite a creature looking for her husband?
Aww.
A, Alderaan. B, Tatooine. Or C, Trask. What character are they talking about?
C, Trask.
Yes, good for you. Did you actually know that?
Yes.
Or you guessed?
I knew it wasn't. So
okay, what creature are they talking about?
The pig lady. The little frog lady.
The pig lady?
She's like a frog or something.
With her frog husband.
Yeah. We thought she was crooked the whole time. And
then you
all
did.
Of a sudden,
you
and
did.
Then at the end, we're like, oh, I guess she was kind of nice. She was nice and rare.
Mm-hmm. I love frog lady. Okay. For 1 point, what does IG-11 offer to her and Mando? A, dumpling soup. B, tea. Or C, bone broth.
C, bone broth.
He offers them tea.
Whatever.
Okay. What ancient creature? This is for 2 points. What ancient creature is depicted on the Mandalorian's necklace? A, a mythosaur. B, Kwa. Or C, Sharu.
A.
A mythosaur. Ding, ding, ding. 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 4 left. So you're at 6
a
points.
Lot.
6 out of something. Okay, for 1 point, what surrounds Magistrate Morgan Elsbeth's town? A, dead trees. B, a swamp. Or C, a lava tide.
sea, a lava tide. Dead trees.
Dead trees.
Ah, damn, that was my first guess.
For 2 points, for 2 points, what does Kuil... God, there are way too many questions with this person on there. What does Kuil ask her to conceal? A, her hair. They should have asked her to conceal her thoughts and opinions. Her hair, her injury, her rebel tattoo.
Her rebel tattoo.
Ding, ding, ding. 7 points. Right? I think. For 1 point, what did Tano want from the magistrate? A, Grand Admiral Thrawn's whereabouts, or B, the Darksaber, or C, credits? Oh, come on.
C, credits. D, the Darksaber. B, the Darksaber. A?
Where is Grand Admiral Thrawn?
I didn't even know who the heck it was.
Well, because you didn't watch all of Rebels.
No, I didn't. That was 900 hours. For one of our listeners.
Well, he's going to be the big bad. It's going to be a big bad. Thrawn is awesome.
I'm still.
And welcome back, points. Ezra. Okay, for 2 points. Who requests the release from Migs Mayfield? A, the Mandalorian. B, her. Or C, Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
No.
Her.
Her. I think you have 7 points.
How many questions are we doing here?
You have, this is your last
Seems
one.
Seems endless.
That's because you're doing so poorly. You're going to ask me 10 after this now because I want to see how
no,
I do.
I've made fun I don't of have so my much. Glasses on.
Oh, lucky you. Okay, what, or maybe or it's lucky me. What color is the child's robe? A, black. B, white. C, beige.
I guess it's beige. I thought it was green, but I guess he's green and it's beige.
Yep, there you go. Ding, ding,
there you
ding.
Go.
For 2 points, honey, true or false, Queef Cargo sustained Queef? An injury. His name is Queef Cargo, but you don't Queef. Remember we called him Queef,
oh, Queef
Cargo and Moffin Top Gideon?
I do. Queefy. Okay, we got it. We all know what the Queef is. This is unqueefable.
My God, if I was a drag queen, maybe. Oh, queefy. True or false? Queef Cargo sustained an injury to his chest during his brawl with Mando.
False. True.
True.
I still won.
But he had a piece of Beskar protecting his heart. I don't think you won, Tom. I think you did pretty bad.
You do? I think I did pretty great. Zero is bad.
I think you got 8 out of 30.
Oh, there wasn't 30 questions.
No, there's 30 points possible.
Oh, yeah. I could see everything. What you think? I mean, it depends on how you look at it. I feel good about myself.
As you should, because you're a wonderful person. Not great at Star Wars trivia, but you're a wonderful person.
I'm actually pretty good at it, I think. Considering.
I can't believe how many times you and I have tied or gotten very close. Or I am not good at Star Wars trivia. That I know.
And you're the
I'm
super
fine
fan.
With it. Yep. Allegedly. I just do it for the money that Disney sends me.
Because you're a shell.
Because I'm a shell. God, that was the greatest greatest YouTube video I've ever seen in my entire life.
But now we have a new drag queen to love.
We do. Yep. I was planning on making a YouTube video this weekend. Didn't happen, but I still think I'm going to. It's never going to be too late to bring up that golden face drag queen.
Oh,
she's a star.
I look forward to seeing her on RuPaul.
Mm-hmm. Mistress Melvin.
Oh, Melvin. I think you could choose a better name, but okay.
You could have done
Mistress
a lot better.
Melvin.
Mistress
I
Melvin.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Mistress Melvin.
Knight of the Sith, the dark Mistress Melvin. And we're going to do that. What's her name from Jesse Spano? Who was she when she was in?
I don't know.
What was that show called? Showgirls?
Showgirls.
I can see yeah. Mistress Melvin doing that.
Aren't you flattered, though?
Really am.
Honestly. Nope. I was impressed.
Nope. Mistress Melvin, thank you.
Yes.
Drink up, bitch. Are you ready, Thomas?
Salute, girl.
You know what we need to do before we say goodbye?
What?
We need to take a minute to say thank you to our sponsor.
Thank you, sponsor.
Wait, honey, who's our sponsor? There we go. You know what? I...
Manscaped. Hello.
Enjoy very much my weed whacker. It's great for your nose and your ears. It's the greatest little nose trimmer.
Perfect today.
But you know what they're releasing? The Weed Whacker 2.0. Even faster cutting and easier cleanup from your hair, from your ears, and your nose.
Impressed.
Yes. So thank you, Manscaped, for the Weed Whacker 2.0. Thank you for supporting this show. And if you are in need of some trimming of the ears and the nose, or from your face or your balls, you can head on over to manscaped.com. Use our code PINKBALLS for 20% off your order and free shipping.
And silliness aside, I got to be honest with you, it truly is the best razor.
They are great.
Yeah, they're pretty. Tell when you have it in your hand, this is not the junk you buy in the store. This is really a great razor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Impressive.
It's not the 100%. It's great. It's well worth the money.
1,000%.
So thank you very much, Manscaped. And if you enjoyed what we did today, or you enjoyed what we did yesterday, and you're interested in supporting the show, you can check the show notes down below and become a patron like all of our other fantastic patrons and hang out in the Discord and all sorts of other perks. Check it all out down below. Thomas, I cannot wait till Wednesday. Season 3 of The Mandalorian.
Oh, you never mentioned that.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. Oh my God, I forgot to show you. On the poster, there is this other Mandalorian who looks to be wearing a lot of red. And there might even be a little red like scarf. I'm like, oh my God. If Din Djarin puts his husband in Mandalorian gear and Cobb Vanth becomes a Mandalorian, oh my God.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I just want
Maybe he's going to have a girlfriend.
No. They're meant to be together, and I cannot wait for the series finale to see a little baby Grogu like waddling down the aisle with a little like two rings made of Beskar and a little pillow and his little like mesh shirt. It's gonna happen. Din Djarin's gay. Find out why every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube.
Okay, Spice.
All right. In the meantime, you can follow me and the show at Serving Pink Milk on Twitter and Instagram. If you would like to send us an email, please do so at servingpinkmilk@gmail.com. And finally, I'd really appreciate it if you are listening to this to please take a few moments, head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a written review. Mandalorian is when we get our biggest numbers outside of Pride. And I'd really, really, really love some new ear holes to this.
Everybody loves a new good ear hole
to listen to our gay Din Djarin talk. So please do that because it really does help recommend the show. If you have not suggested our show to one of your friends, please do so. And then make sure to come in the steam room on Wednesday. We want a full steam room full of half-dressed and no-dressed people at all to talk about The Mandalorian. That's right. The puffer pigs are that thrilled. All right, Thomas, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's drink up.
Drink up.